Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello,
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
I'm excited to have our special guest here with us today. This is
I
exciting,
know.
fun day.
I know. I'm excited to hear from the Fulmers. I think you've met them, right, Tiffany?
Yeah, they sound familiar, and I probably, as soon as I see their faces, will recognize them.
Yeah.
So,
So maybe I'll give a quick little introduction, and then we'll let them tell their story first, and then we can jump into Q&A.
love it.
So about 9 months ago, we met this amazing couple, Amy and Rich Fulmer, and they started to tell us their story about how they had created success in another direct sales company, and they had chosen to shop around because what they found in their company was they hadn't been able to create the freedom that they wanted, and especially the freedom they wanted for their people. They wanted to be able to look people in the eyes and say, anyone can do this, and you can be financially free. And so the model just didn't lend itself to that. And so they had been shopping around for, first of all, the right company, and then second of all, for the right team. And so we were like the third or fourth people they'd interviewed. They went to lots and lots of leaders around the company, and we were so honored that they chose to work with us. And the movement that they have created is nothing short of mind blowing. I've just been so blown away by the way they get clear on their goals, and then they just go to work, and they don't look for excuses. They just look for results. So with that, I'd love to bring on Amy and Rich Fulmer, who have now become dear friends and top leaders on our team. So welcome, Fulmers.
There we go. We're unmuted. Good morning.
How are you
Sorry.
today?
Great. Just like putting on mascara here while the camera's off.
Putting
You're
on my
great.
mascara for me.
How are
Oh,
you guys
man.
doing?
Great. Really well. We're excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, and I
So,
understand that. I mean, Andy, that's definitely the girl thing is sometimes when you're speaking and training, I'm like getting the lip on or getting the mascara on. Yeah, it's a real thing.
funny. Anyway, yeah. Well, we'll just, I guess, go into a little more depth about our story. And you guys are probably more interested in like how we've done what we've done than why we left where we left. But I think it adds a lot of I think maybe a lot of people in doTERRA don't really realize what a huge gift they have being a part of this company and having the business model that we have and the products that we have. And the direct selling network marketing industry is ginormous. And I don't think that people realize how unique and incredible doTERRA is. So, yeah, I mean, you kind of briefly kind of touched on the highlights, Andy. Thank you. And thanks for the wonderful introduction. We had been at the very top level of another party plan direct selling company and had been with them for 8 years. And about 6 years in, kind of started to realize, like, wait a minute, this is not what we thought it would be, you know? And I was in the top 10 performers in the whole world in that company 6 years in a row. And we did not have the time freedom, especially that we thought we would have when we got to the top. That's, I think, almost anyone in direct sales, you guys. And this is great to know that this is an awesome market for you for to find potential builders. Anyone in direct sales typically who's really working it and doing it seriously as a business typically is doing it because they're believing in this dream of when they get to the top and they're making six figures, that they can have time freedom, they can have financial freedom. And we got to the top, and Rich had been able to leave his job a few years ago. We had a level of financial freedom, but we did not have time freedom. And what was required in my company, which is very normal in the industry, I had to do so many in sales the minimum was $1,000 in sales every month. But honestly, to maintain and have my business not fall apart, it was more like, $4,000 to $7,000 in personal sales that I had to do every month. And I had to constantly be recruiting and developing new leaders every month. And as I looked at my leaders, many of whom had been number one in the whole company for sales or recruiting or different things, and they were rock stars, they were amazing. They did not have any level of financial freedom. They were not even making six figures yet. And that's another thing that I think people in doTERRA don't realize is so unique is there are thousands of people in doTERRA making six figures, but in a lot of other direct selling and even network marketing companies, but especially in just like party plan models like Pampered Chef or Mary Kay or, you know, a lot of the big names that are party plan. We did not even have a $1 million earner in our entire company. And there are, you know, that's the average income of a presidential diamond in doTERRA. Anyway, so we just started to see that it wasn't the freedom that we thought that we would have for us or for the people that we were mentoring and partnering with. And it just broke my heart to see all these moms 4 and 5 years in still working 50 plus hours a week and not even making six figures yet. And women who had been at the top of the company. It's not like they were like people that were, you know, just not very good at what they did. You know, like they were amazing. They were being really successful, but the company's compensation plan just did not pay very well at all. I had a close to a $1 million organization every month and I got paid. I talked to one of my friends who was a diamond in doTERRA and she, we had, you know, her check that month was almost $9,000 and we had the same volume. We made the same income almost from her $75,000 team and my almost $1 million team. Anyway, it's crazy. So we started looking into a lot of companies. I just had a really key moment where I thought seriously about like, what is my life going to look like in a couple of years? And that's a great question to ask people, like, you know, what do you see your life looking like in 2 years? What do you want? What are your dreams? And what do you want your life to be like? Someone asked me that question actually at a business retreat that I was at. And it was a really sad moment because I just realized if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to be to time freedom or financial freedom, nor are these amazing people I'm working with. And so we, like Andy said, we looked into lots of different companies. We looked into new up and coming network marketing companies and we interviewed the CEO of one. And my number one question that I would ask everyone was about their retention, because I knew having been at the top that that's kind of the foundation of a really solid residual, solid residual income is your customer retention. Because if you have poor customer retention, you're always going to have to be going and trading time for money. And because if more people are going out the door than are coming in, that just is not a growing business, right? And that is really, honestly, you guys, most companies out there in the industry, their retention is 10% or less. Like people are just, they constantly, you look at even lots of other network marketing companies that we looked into. One of the companies we interviewed where the CEO, I asked him, I said, what is your retention? And he said, well, it's about like, you know, every, you know, average network marketing company, usually people stick around about 2 months and then they're gone. And I was like, okay, I'm not interested in this company. Because that, again, is a sign of their product quality and whether or not people are doing it for the product itself or if they're doing the business just to do the business and try to make money. And so many companies out there, people are just doing it to make money. And so once they stop, you know, doing the business, they're not buying the product anymore because it wasn't so amazing that they can't live without it, like doTERRA. Anyway, so when we came to doTERRA, I just was blown away. I could not believe, like when I looked at the compensation plan and saw the, for example, the leader bonuses, that was just the presidential diamonds, you know, just for getting paid a title, that share in their global commission and the global sales of the company is close to $20,000 a month. Like that is unreal. Like my bonus at the top level of my company was $500 a month. That was my bonus for being paid at my title at the very top level, which at that level, there was only, when I left, I think we had 18 people so we were a global, very, very large company who reached that rank. And you'll find that's very common in a lot of other network companies is the people at the very top level, there's not 100, there's 15, there's 20, because it's so stinking hard to do that not a lot of people can do it. And so when I saw the numbers back, I looked at it's like the commission where the doTERRA releases the earnings statement disclosure. when I looked at that, I think I looked at the 2016 or 2015 one, and it was one that still showed the number of people at each level. And that was one of the things that impressed me the most was, holy cow, at Blue Diamond, there was 350 people, and their average income was $30,000, which is the earnings of our top person in the company. And I was right up there as the 13th highest paid person. So I knew what all the top people, I had a good feel for what they were making. So that just blew my mind that there are so many people who are able to be at the top levels of doTERRA. And that just speaks to the product quality and the amazing genius of the compensation plan, that it's doable, that more than just a few elite, super talented, crazy hardworking people can actually do it. When we found doTERRA, it's just been a huge gift. We have not looked back. We have not regretted walking away from everything. Of course, it was really, really hard to leave our dear friends, and we were like family. We loved the company, loved our CEO, very close with all of those people, that part has been really hard, but just knowing that we're actually building something that keeps building every single month. And when I see the volumes come in already in the first few days of the month, just from people's orders, monthly orders, I'm like, this is so incredible. You guys, the loyalty program and the, monthly ordering system and so many of the products that people use month in, month out, because their stellar quality is just incredible. What are your thoughts?
And it was quite a, it was a very dramatic time, as you can imagine. But that should speak to the blessing that doTERRA is, and the incredible vehicle that it can be for anybody who is seriously trying to build a business and change the world. And that's us. And so we've been very intentional all along. And it's not easy. We go through ups and downs like everybody. But from the very beginning, we knew what we wanted. We had done it already, and we were going to do it again. So we met with those key people that we wanted on our team that said, yes, we're doing it. And they made that choice. And we created a clear vision of what we wanted for our team. And I think Andy has spoken to us before about this, but just having a clear vision and a clear mindset, right? That's a key part of this call every Wednesday, is creating that mindset. So I think having a clear path and key mindset has been a huge part of what has helped us move forward. And then the skill set, just plugging into what there is as much as you can, plugging into the calls, the trainings, the systems that are set up, and then showing up for them and just setting that expectation that this is what we do. So,
and we're a team of leaders. Like, our team is highly leadership focused. We got very clear right from the get-go on the kind of people that we wanted to partner with. We identified their qualities. We made a list. We did a vision board of the people that we thought, if we could have anyone, we want to have her, and we want to have this couple. And a lot of them weren't interested. But we had three key ones at the beginning that we talked to them, with them in person. We told them a little bit about, why we were doing what we were doing, and they decided to come on board, and that's been huge. So right from the beginning, we did have three key partners that had a high level of trust in us and had a high level of trust in the business model. So that, I feel like, kind of gave us, that helped us progress a lot faster, because I know for someone who's like new stepping into this, that's the biggest part of the journey, is people don't have the vision yet of what this industry can do. But we did, thankfully, we found three partners who already have had experience, who, are all, who are like, probably they're all sevens. Probably. I don't know. I can't remember what their ratings are, but, but that are all very, committed and see the vision of this industry. So, and then sharing that vision together, setting goals as a team, right from the get-go, we just jumped right into, okay, we got to get continuing education going. Maybe it was overwhelming. It was like we were drinking from a fire hose. But we've got to get a great, customer retention strategy set in place so we can keep up with doTERRA 65%. I've learned it doesn't just happen all by itself. You've got to get solid in all the key behaviors and, great resources to plug our customers into. So anyway, we've just been really intentional about all of those things from the get-go, from creating a really strong team culture Our team name is Lead to Freedom, and we just really love to share that message, because that's why we came to doTERRA. We wanted to have true freedom with our time, with our resources, and we feel like this is the very best vehicle to do that. And so we share that message with our team, and we're just really clear on, you know, we're not doing that just financially, but also with the products physically and emotionally. They bring so much freedom into people's lives. But as a business builder, this is the best vehicle. So is that, I don't know, no other questions you have? Or just, what would you like to know?
Thank you so much for sharing your journey and being really specific about the process that you followed. So just to recap, they first identified who their partners were that they wanted to work with. Then they created a really clear vision of what their team culture was about and what their personal goals were and what their team leaders' goals were. Then they plugged into trainings and events and then showed up for those. So that's, so powerful. Is there anything else that you would add about why you were able to go and build as quickly as you did to platinum? I mean, I'm guessing that you guys are in the, I don't know, top one, maybe top 0.5% of building to rank so quickly. So what other tips would you give for people who want to grow?
I think the foundation of it, honestly, was we both had a very high level belief in ourselves, right? Like that really, everything you do stems from your belief in yourself and your confidence in your abilities and what you can do. And from the beginning, we just felt really like, okay, we didn't know hardly anything yet about doTERRA when we started. It was really overwhelming, but we knew we were going to figure this out no matter what it takes. We are doing this, and it was a big sacrifice. We talked with our kids. We let them know, look, this is going to be a time where we need you guys to step on board. We need your support in the family. We had, I mean, one of our sons, his favorite thing is doing sample bottles. He loves, you know, popping in the lids and, you know, anyway, but I mean, we've worked weekends. We've worked weekdays. We have worked a lot. I'm going to be totally honest. I think anyone who gets ranked quickly in doTERRA, they're probably not working 20 hours a week. You know, we have put in a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice. We knew even working half days and sometimes full days on Saturdays would be what was required for as fast as we needed to go. And I don't think what I love about this business is it's your business. It's not a race, you know, and if you have a need to go that fast, that's where we were. And so we did. Is it ideal? Well, I mean, the momentum you get from going that fast pays off for years and years and years. Versus if you go at it slowly and that's fine. If that fits your family and your lifestyle, then you need to do that. You need to do what's going to work for you. There is so much, and I had seen this in my previous company where we had a season where 8 years ago or right when I started, he had been out of work. And so for 6 months, I had worked super, super hard, more than I normally would have done. And the momentum that came from that 6 month period resulted in so much more success the rest of my business. And I saw the same thing with many of the other top leaders. It was the same story where their husband had been out of work. And that is what kind of, I won't say forced, but really made it very needful for them to work really hard and push. And so I feel like that push has been a big part of it. We've met regularly and consistently with our leaders. We've done things to build connections and relationships. I feel like that's a really big part of this business. It's just culture and the relationships and people feeling like they belong. And since the beginning, we were really, really intentional to do that. So like Rich said, we met with everyone who was our builders and then all of their builders and said, okay, what's our vision? What do we want to accomplish? Why are we doing this? And let everyone contribute. I'm a really big fan of like when people contribute and people know that their ideas are valued and they're needed on your team. That just is a really big game changer. And so we've really created that kind of a culture where people feel needed to contribute. Same thing on our Facebook page and, you know, just asking people, hey, we need your ideas. We need you to go live. We need you to contribute and step up and participate in classes. And you know, so that's been really key. What other thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'd already done this. So it wasn't a matter of, okay, can we do this? And I like what Matt Hall has said about this. He said, don't do this business to see if it's going to work. You do it until it works. right? Something like that. And I guess in our case, a blessing we had is that we already knew this could work. We'd already done it. And so that belief was very high.
But Kara, there are so many more people who've made it work than in almost any other company. Yeah. So that gave us a really high level of belief that if 1,000 people can do it and earn six-figure incomes in doTERRA, we can totally do this, you know. That's a lot of people for a company, you know, like I said, compared to just a handful in a lot of other companies. Some more specific things, we've had some really good success with studies. That's been a big, like we've regularly every week we've had classes. We've had continuing education on a regular basis, which has been really powerful for our customers to start to really build belief in the products and become lifelong customers. I'm all about systems, so just having things that we can duplicate and pass down to our team. If I'm sending out an email to my customers, I want to make sure that all my people all have that so they don't have to go and duplicate what I'm doing. So really being intentional about everything you're doing and duplicating that and sharing that with your team so that everyone has a process they can follow. And of course, people can tweak it and make it their own. But just providing those processes has been really important. Yeah, the studies, I feel like we've had a really high enrollment rate from doing those. And again, like Elise talked about how those are great for people that maybe they didn't want to come to a class, they weren't interested. And that's a great place to plug in. And we've done those together as a team most months, probably every other month, I guess. And then also had classes going. We've really highly focused on helping our people find builders. So we've had events where, and I love you guys, the, you know, there's the experience of doTERRA where people can come. And I don't know, Andy, is that something that everyone on this call joins in or not? The experience doTERRA, is that, does everyone in this call join that or no?
We haven't opened it to the whole team, but we have shared the concept.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so just having an event where people can bring their people and see the vision and hear from a lot of the top people on our team and just kind of realize why doTERRA, what makes doTERRA different, why this business model is such a powerful model. We've done that on a regular basis since we started, because finding builders and helping our builders find builders and just creating this culture of we are builders, right? We are leaders. Having that focus there is really, really crucial. And yes, we need to find customers and we have things that we're doing to bring those people on. But keeping our focus on finding high level builders, I think has been really important. And I've really loved too, just training wise, it's been really helpful for me. I've loved the Empowered Success podcast that doTERRA has, just hearing from leaders who are currently having success in doTERRA. I listen to that all the time. I'm constantly learning because I'm still, even as a platinum, you know, this far in, I have a lot to learn. And so I'm constantly just trying to learn, like, how can I improve? How can I make my business stronger? And I've loved that resource because I love how relevant it is. Like, we're hearing from leaders that are in the pandemic and we're hearing what's working for them. So I've really, really liked that. I would say just having those focuses and then doing those behaviors, having those activities, planning them, working towards them on a consistent basis so everyone on our team can plug into that has been really crucial.
Then just take it a day at a time.
And be okay with the craziness. Like, Rich, he snapped some pictures of me along the way, like in my pajama bottoms with a nice top on and the office is a disaster. And, you know, because I'm like working so hard, I'm not taking time to like be okay with the chaos a little bit, because we know, I mean, we went through the same process before. It was crazy and it was hard. And, you know, I was struggling making dinner and it was hard when we were building. But then once we built enough, and we were making more and we could hire help and life was peaceful again, you know? So we know that this is a temporary period of craziness. And that makes it a little bit easier to deal with the chaos. And sometimes some days still I'm like, oh, I just want to clean my house. Like, I just need to clean in my office, but I can't yet because I have too much work to do once I get through the month, you know, or whatever. And then it ends and then I clean my office and all is good again. All is well again, you know, but just being okay with the craziness on the journey, because it's not long-term. You know, it is a short-term thing, and I feel like it's worth it because it's just a time of intense effort and just keeping your time focused on all those I-thing behaviors, right? And helping your team do that. Yeah.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and your journey and what the key stepping stones for your success. Super, super proud of you guys and could not be more pleased with everything you've created. Like, it's literally a movement. So, so, so proud of you guys.
Thank you. And of course, you guys have been a huge part of it. We are so grateful to be having the best support ever. And, you know, just, it's been amazing.
Well, we love every bit of it. So it's such an incredible journey. So thank you guys. Thanks for joining and thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
So, so good. Tiff, anything you want to?
I just love their energy, you know, and I think just the inspiration and the reminder. And I think it's such a great perspective too. You know, if sometimes, because of course we're always like, oh my gosh, doTERRA is amazing. And there's so much good. But from their perspective of someone who has built outside in a totally different company and has been successful in another company and to see truly the value and the opportunity. I've always seen that with doTERRA early on, is how there was truly an open playing field of opportunity in this company. And so, and as you know, I've coached a lot of different individuals and companies and retreats and direct sales. And so, and I love direct sales, love network marketing. And so I've had a lot of exposure myself, but to see like them confirm that again, is that we're part of something that is so legit, you know, and such a legit opportunity. And so it's just fun. Their energy is vivacious and it's just, I'm so glad they're part of the doTERRA family and that you're here. And it's so good to see you guys again. And yeah, thanks for sharing all that positive energy with us this morning.
A lot of goodness. You know, it reminds me of something one of my friends told me. They were talking about the music industry and how usually people grind in the music industry for like 10 years. I mean, heart and soul, 40 hours a week, like really hard work before they have a single song that makes it big. And so he said, yeah, on average, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
Yeah, exactly.
So we hear these stories.
Really long night.
So I have to admit that when I advertised that Amy and Rich made it to platinum in 8 months, they've been developing themselves as leaders for years, right? So 6 years in another company, you know, 8 months here, probably long before that. So anybody who's listening, who's thinking, well, I could never do what they did, or you know, I've been in doTERRA for 7-8 years and I'm still not there. Give yourself grace, right? Like, this is not a comparison game. I just love the fact that Amy and Rich have been so consistent at personal development, so consistent at creating vision, so consistent about finding builders. Like, they do all the right steps and they do them consistently. So, they became an overnight success in under 6 years.
Exactly. That was a long night, right, you guys?
Yep. 8 years there and then our 8 months, 9 months here. Yep.
Yeah. So amazing. Awesome. We had somebody on Facebook Live ask what systems they use to keep track of their leaders and for their emails. I think you guys have tried EnrollPro, but I think for tracking your leaders, you just use a Google Doc is what you put in the text.
Yeah, we really like EnrollPro. It's not super user-friendly, but it has a lot of great resources on it. And we've loved being able to use those with our personal customers. And we have a lot of our leaders who do use it as well, because we've encouraged them to invest in that. Just the more you can automate in your business, I am a huge fan of it's the more you can automate things, the better, because then it frees up your time to connect with people and do the IPing activities, right? The, you know, invite, present, and enroll activities. But we love Google Drive, and we just have a team shared Google Doc folder where the resources are there. We have them on our Facebook page. Everyone knows they can go there to access things. And that has been a great, great resource for people that aren't using EnrollPro. But the nice thing with EnrollPro is you get a lot more of the automation versus if you're just going and copying a document from Google Drive. It's not as much of a resource or automated, but it's great because you recognize there's people on your team where $20 a month might be a bit of a stretch for them when they're just getting started out and still in those early stages of their business where they're not really making a lot yet. They're investing a lot into their business still. So I think having both options has been great for people.
I love it. Great share. Thank you so much. Awesome. Well, does anybody have any questions for Amy and Rich? Feel free to post it in the comments, in the chat.
Oh, and I'll just add to that. We have loved Project Broadcast is one that we have really liked because it's only $10 a month and it has a lot of tools. I know there's another one that's $20. It has a little tiny bit more features, but again, people when they're starting and things are tight, like that $10 even is different. It can make a difference to them. But we really liked using Project Broadcast because it's pretty simple and it's easy to share things with the team. And it's very affordable. And that we've used that with our customers. We're helping just our customers getting, because it's just a lot for a new customer. There's a lot to take in and learn. So we've created a text, automated text thing where they get just, you know, two texts a week that kind of gives them some, you know, just little tidbits at a time about their products. Just to keep their interest, and we've had a good response to it. So that's been a good resource as well. And we also use that with our leaders, actually, when we're sending out reminders for events or meetings or things like that. It's a really, we've loved using that to just, because people get busy, right? I mean, their life doesn't revolve around doTERRA, everyone. Like, it feels like sometimes it does for us. Yeah, and so it's just helpful to have that, but I don't have time to text everyone, right? Because there's a lot of people. And so I just have a group in there where it's leaders or all my customers to send them a reminder for our continuing education class. It's just that automation really, really helps and allows you to individualize it as well. How many people are we enrolling on average each month? Probably, I would say 6 or 7 on average. We're not like rock star because we're doing so much on the team front end of supporting our leaders and our culture too. It's been a struggle. It's been hard to like make enough time to focus on that, even though that's top priority. So that's probably about average of where we've been.
Awesome. Ashley is asking, do you have leaders rank advancing quickly?
Yeah, we've had, I think we added it up looking at elite and above promotions since January. I think we've had 60 plus now.
Or 16.
Yeah, 60. We've had, if we added up all the leadership promotions, we've had over 60 since January, elite and above. That's where we're putting all of our focus is we're having all of our leaders set their rank goals and giving people permission, like, okay, to make a goal and totally miss it. We've had that happen with a lot of our leaders we wanted to be done by last month, by June. That was our goal that we were working towards. Guess what? We need to hold our legs still, but that's okay because we're trusting the process and we're setting ambitious, big, brave goals, and it's okay to not make them because you're pushing further if you have a big goal than if you don't, and just realizing that what we're doing is enough. We're just really working, and I love that this speaks volumes to Natalie and who she is, but one of the coolest part of the journey for me the last couple months has just been, because honestly, like having that much focus, it can be really hard and overwhelming when you're just putting so much in. And just, I love Natalie bringing me back to Amy. Like, you just need to partner with God every day. You need to seek Him and find out what is needful today. And just really trying to do that in our business of, I really believe that when you're putting things right in your life and you're living the way that you are meant to live and that is just in line with who you are and God's plan, it all works out. And I really have that belief that the timing is all going to come together in the perfect way. And I'm praying and I'm being intentional to find builders. And I haven't found a fourth leg builder yet that is really solid. And so I'm still looking for that, but I'm trusting that it's going to come together in just the perfect way. And just having that trust and that peace, I feel like it's made a huge difference, because otherwise it could be so frustrating, you know, because it's taken longer than we thought, than we wanted, you know, and we are working so hard, but that's okay.
Awesome. So, so good. And you don't have just elite leaders, like you've got platinum, you've got a gold.
We have a gold leader. We have another leader that we have two golds. We have silver, lots of premieres, obviously. I don't know how many premieres. We probably have 15, wow. maybe 13. We have a lot of premieres. And again, we are all working together, and just that synergy that you have and sharing and, you know, doing events and doing things together is just so much better than if, you know, each of us was going off and doing our own thing, you know, that
very
synergy.
Strong culture.
Yeah. When do you go diamond? Camille asked. Well, we're shooting now for September. We have to reinvest that goal. And we don't know, we're trusting it's going to happen if it's meant to, and we're doing all we can to make it happen in line with what's needful every day, right? As we're being prayerful in the process. And we don't know who that builder is yet, so we're hoping, I have a list of people still working through, and it'll happen when it's supposed to, and we're excited for what it does.
So awesome. So one last question on Facebook. Celeste asks, how do you find leaders? I struggle with this.
Well, yeah, and it's a struggle. It's a real struggle, right? And that's probably the biggest hurdle for all of us.
It's been the hardest part for me, for sure. I feel like.
Yeah, I think it begins again with belief. You've really got to have belief in what you're doing, and in your ability to do it.
And yourself.
Yeah, and as you be the leader that you want to find, you'll attract that type of person. And, you know, you attract what you put out, right? That's my big picture of it.
Yeah, and I think that you have to win the numbers game. Like when I looked at my previous company, where it was a very different business model, but it was a couple years before I had like a really solid rock star leader, but then it compounded very quickly because then there were so many more people that were all, you know, out there looking for builders that we all of a sudden within a year we had like 10 more rock star awesome leaders, and then it compounded even bigger after that. And it really is a numbers game and just a matter of time. Because if you know, I will be honest, when I first started and I was having so many business conversations with people, I was like, man, I am so bad at this. Like, that's how I felt. Because even though I found three rock star leaders, like with the amount of people I talked to, you would think that I just didn't feel like I was having a lot of success. But I didn't let that get me down. And I just kept focusing on, okay, what else can I learn to be better at this? I really have loved Elise's leader, you know, Find a Builder series, those 10 calls. That has been really helpful. I just think it's the numbers game. And so you may have to talk to 100 people before you can find a few leaders that really are going to be awesome. It's just identifying what you're looking for. I did get really clear on those characteristics, that dream builder that I want. And then you just start making a list of people who make that and having conversations with them and choosing not to get discouraged when a lot of people say no. And that's okay. And it's not always a no forever, right? It might just be a no for until six months from now. You know, I'm not like writing them all off just because it wasn't good timing and they weren't interested at this time. So just keeping up that belief and the confidence and your actions of continuing to go out and share and put it out there. We have business meetings after every class. You know, we always do a good 10 minutes at the end where we're focused on what the business opportunity looks like and the joy of sharing essential oils, how this is the best part. Hey there, Cleo. Anyway, so we're just continually focusing on it. And even if there's two people on class, if it's a small class where, you know, we've had classes with 30, we've had classes with over, one of my builders has caused, we've had classes with over 60 people online on Zoom. One of ours, they had a class with like 120 people or 115. We've had a lot of big classes. We've even had small two people in classes. And we're still inviting them to learn about the business at the end, even in a small class. Just being consistent and putting it out there and being intentional and looking for those dream builder, it will eventually come to you. And it just takes time as you're consistently putting it out there and having those conversations and being brave and being intentional about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Oh, wow. On Facebook, Darlene says, what guidelines did you follow for placements?
I had heard the phrase when I first started, it was a training call from Teresa Harding, and she talked about how your frontline builders is $1 million real estate. We've seen this on our team where people who didn't quite understand that concept and put people on their front line that are not committed, or they were capable, but they weren't very committed, and now they're not doing anything. It's been hard to learn that process. You know, we're like, oh, if only we'd emphasize this more to our leaders earlier, you know. And so just having really followed the mindset of people that we know are committed to at least 15 to 20 hours a week is what we're recommending our team look for their frontline builders. And we've had people that we're trying to fix, you know, where that didn't happen when we first started and we didn't quite know what we were doing yet. And we're really being clear with people about doing that now. 50 to 20 hour week, completely committed and fully capable, and just making sure in that first 2 week period during that audition, right, that they're doing what they say they're going to do, that they're, on the ball, they're getting people to the class, they're having business conversations, like that they're doing frontline behavior kind of actions, has been just really important. And then we're really focusing now on helping more people get their 1500 power of three. I feel like that is one of the fastest ways you can really make income in doTERRA. And this conversation is very different from where we came from, where we came from, it was much more front loaded and you could make a lot of money quickly. Well, not a lot, but you could make good money. You know, you could make several thousand dollars a month very quickly. Your first couple months, if you wanted, we saw people do more than that all the time. But then in the long run, it's very, very limited. And doTERRA is the reverse, right? It's not very likely that most people are earning a couple thousand dollars in their first couple months. And so that power of three is huge. And so we're really training people to, you know, find your frontline partners, use a placeholder if you can't find one. And then, you know, on that second level, have them be putting their committed, capable people, use a placeholder as needed. Then on that third level, having them, you know, focus on finding their people to get their power of three. But then also we are helping fill in there with some, you know, just we know they're going to be consistent customers in the meantime. They can find their builders, if that makes sense, on that third leg. So that third level of, because that 1500 is just so, it's just the fastest source, one of the fastest sources of money in doTERRA, I feel like, is what we've seen. And so realizing that we're putting more people on that third level where it fits and then aligns with those people until they have found their three solid business partners. Because we're finding for most people aren't starting out with three solid business partners. It's a process. And we're seeing it take many months for some people. We had people who are working really hard for 6 months and they still haven't found three solid business partners. And that's okay, you know, but they have a placeholder in place and they finally, 6 months in, have found that third person. And now we're just looking for the person to go on the placeholder spot. Just realizing it's usually not a quick, you know, not a quick thing for a lot of people. For some people it is, but really protecting that frontline space like million dollar real estate. I feel like that's a really important mentality, because the effects of if you don't do that can just be so damaging and harder to fix in the long run. So if you can do it right from the beginning, that's what we're trying to teach our team.
And I think that, and we're learning this, but just being very clear from the very beginning as far as expectations, this is a two-way agreement, right? Where I'm going to support you, I'm going to put my time and resources, and this is what we expect, right? And I know, Natalie, Tiffany, you've talked about this before, right? With leaders and just starting from the very beginning with clear communication, setting that clear expectation. This is what we do. This is what people in this position are expected to do. So.
Also, being really careful to not put your a lot of time into people that aren't meeting you at the same level of investment of time. And so we've really had to, you know, just make sure our leaders all are protecting their time, because it can be so easy to think, oh, but they want it, they're just not putting in the time. And, you know, if I keep encouraging them and working with them, maybe they will. And you just don't have time to do that, you know, and it doesn't, it's not good for them or for you. You're wasting their time if you're mentoring and meeting with them and then they're not showing up and doing the 10, the 15, the 20 hours, whatever their spot, you know, those hours require. And so just being willing to, we've had several people where it's like, you know what, I can't focus on this leg anymore. I need to just find a new builder and build a new leg. And they're going to go at their own pace, and that's okay. That's great. But you can't, as a leader, if you're doing this business seriously, you cannot be putting time into people that aren't following through and doing their part of the bargain. And that's a hard thing to learn, because you just, you know, it's just hard. It's hard to let go of someone who said they wanted to do it and maybe showed up for a month or two or three and now aren't and just aren't ready to make that shift back, putting that much in yet. It's just part of the process, and you have to let go of that and keep your time focused on people that are putting in the time on their end, and they are showing up, and they are bringing people to classes, and they are enrolling, and and maybe they're not enrolling, maybe they're struggling, but they're doing the right actions, right? They're inviting, and maybe they just need some more coaching. But just being really careful to protect them, because it also honors them better, and it's just much healthier. So
awesome, so good. Well, if there's no other questions, then thank you so much, Amy and Rich. So grateful for who you are and for the leadership that you have and that you've created. So inspiring to all of us. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, so fun to get to share. Awesome. We're still learning. Hopefully we didn't ruin anyone's experience of what
we're,
we said.
We're all learning together.
But that's what's working for us, and that's what we've learned, and you know, we're really not experts yet, but we are very grateful and are so thrilled to see all the growth that's happening on our team. It's a huge team effort. It's not really us. It's so many of our partners that are all just so talented
people.
And working so hard, and that's the thing. It takes a team. It can't just be you, and we're so grateful that we do have the partners that we have and for their commitment, and they are working, we're working like we are. I mean, all three of our frontline partners are doing the same. They're sacrificing weekends. They're working full time. Plus, you know, I mean, just that's the reality of going quickly. But again, for all of us, we see it is worth it, because that sacrifice will completely pay off because of this amazing company and business model and product.
Amen. We got something special here in doTERRA, and that's what I love about your story, is how it showcases how good we have it. Like, we're the fish who discover water last, you know, and you guys are just, you're living it. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thanks, Andy.
Wow. So good.
Yeah.
Well, any thoughts you want to share, Tiff? Or we probably have time to. We've got one person. Oh, let's see. Yeah, tell me what's come to your mind as we hear these rock stars.
Well, I think, as you know, it's like, let's pull out the key success principles, because success leaves clues, and you look at it from that perspective. Because different people, you know, they came into doTERRA and had a thriving network, right? Some people, their network's not already positioned to move as quickly. But you can look at the reality of, like, commitment and persistence and work ethic and positivity and mindset and leadership and, you know, the willingness. And I think there is something to be said about that, is how quickly they've grown, but they've also, as they said, they were willing to work a whole lot for a season, right? And that they really got after it. And I just think that's important to remind yourself and to be aware, you know, that for some of you, you might have the capacity to go all in at that level too. And for some of you, it might be a slower burn, or you might have half the time. What matters though is, do you focus Are you engaged? So even let's say you had 5-10 hours a week you could consistently dedicate to doTERRA, but to do it and to really, when you're on, be on, right? And to really be invested and so forth. But I love their energy, and it just goes to show, I think that that's one of the most contagious things, is to keep your own energy in such a great place. So anyway, I love what they had to share. I think there's so much value in what they were bringing this morning. So thank you guys for being here. I think you're muted, Andy. There you are.
So we'd love to hear if anybody has any questions or anything they want to work through today. We've still got time for probably one or two questions. So just raise your hand or type your question in the comments. Somebody did ask a question earlier about Enroll Pro. There's a $20 version and there's a free version. And they asked, is it okay to start with the free version? Of course it's okay. There's the ability to access the library, I believe, of content, but you can't send texts on the free version. So you would be able to consume the content as a user, but you wouldn't be able to, you know, put people on text campaigns or email campaigns or anything like that. So Amy is asking commitment and mindset and leadership and willingness to work. How do we find those builders to grow and build with us? Well, I think Rich said it best when he said, be the leader that you want to attract, right? We sometimes talk about leaders as if they're these mystical creatures that we can just summon out of the skies, but it's really, you get to be the change that you want to bring, right? Like you get to be the leader of the movement. You get to be the bastion of whatever your cause is. So finding leaders is about being on mission, you know, being on point with whatever your big goal is. So I think sometimes we hear stories about finding leaders as if there was a whole lot of chance or mystery to it. But I think what you're saying, Rich, is when you're doing those activities, like Amy and Rich just shared, like when they're at their mission 40 hours a week, then it's only natural to find builders. Like it would be more unusual to not find builders when you're on your mission. So anyways,
add to that, Andy, I think when you have that clear picture of who you're looking for, like having, we call it like recruiting glasses, like you know exactly the kind of person you're looking for, right? You're looking for someone who loves people, who is passionate and mission-driven and goal-oriented. You know, you're looking for someone, and if you've exhausted your warm market and there's no one else that you know in your warm market, which I still haven't even exhausted my warm market. Like, I still have a list of people that I have not made the time yet to reach out to. But I'm committing every week to put in time to do that. So I'm focusing on it. But then also realizing that if you have that clear picture, you're going to recognize those people when you find and meet them and see them. You're going to have those conversations and invite them or give them experience to the products first, whatever, you know. Be prayerful, be thoughtful about what approach is going to be best for them. Are they super entrepreneurial and business-minded and talking about the business first is going to be great, or do they need to believe in the products first and I need to get them converted first and then the conversation can happen, you know? But just, and if you've exhausted your warm market, and really think about where are those kinds of people going to be, you know, and maybe just thinking about how can I get involved with something to meet people that are like that, you know, maybe a face online Facebook group, maybe a pickleball group. I mean, whatever, it depends on the people that you're wanting to target that you're going to connect with, you're going to, you know, resonate with, that are the kind of people that you're looking for. So just, I think being intentional and realizing it can take time, you know, it was a good 6 months that I've been intentionally doing things to find another builder, and I haven't yet. And that's 6 months. So realizing it can take time sometimes before you find that person, or those people. But if you are consistent and are attracting that and are living that, then you're going to find them eventually. It's just a matter of when, right? Because lots of people like that out there. It's just finding out, how can I connect with them? How can I get in front of them? How can I, help them see this opportunity?
I love it. One last question we've got from Facebook Live. Kim asks, can you speak to friends acting differently towards you after telling you they aren't interested? I feel completely indifferent and try not to make them feel bad, but there's still just an awkwardness. At first I feel like it hurts the relationship. Any thoughts on that?
Does Tiffany want to speak to that? Sorry, Rich is like, we're hogging the talking.
No, I think I'd love for you to speak to that. I think that, you know, in terms of, is there anything you'd add to that? Because we are just gleaming all the gems from you guys today.
I would just say, because I've obviously reached out to a lot of people and a lot of friends, and, I've just tried to really, like, in the moment when I share with them, if they told me they're not interested, I just really tried to take some time to invest in the relationship, to let them know I still care. I still want to be friends, and doing things to reach out or just to keep building that relationship. And you can't control how someone feels. I've had a couple of people, where just, they haven't been responding to me anymore. And I think it's just like, they're busy, right? I'm assuming that that's the case, because I feel like I've done everything on my part to be sincere, be genuine, to like approach it like, I would love to partner with you because you're amazing and I care about our relationship, but I can't control how they perceive that. And so I think being at peace with knowing your intent is in the right place, you're doing all that you can to not be superficial, you know, to like be sincere and care about the friendship outside of your business. And I think if you have people that it's still awkward or they're uncomfortable, I'm always like, speak to the elephant in the room, right? Like I love to just have a real transparent conversation saying, you know, I am worried that for some reason it might still feel awkward for you, or like, I would never want that to happen. I care so much about our friendship. Like, how can I repair that? Or, you know, just be really real and open and genuine with people. I think, you know, I haven't had this happen in doTERRA yet, but in my previous business, same thing. When I was at the beginning reaching out, I had a friend who I reached out to about it, and she was super offended and was just like, didn't want to be friends with me anymore. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I'm so sad. I just wanted to share something that I really thought would bless her family. And I just had to let it go and let her own that she was in a place where she was so offended that I reached out about that. And I hope that one day she'll come around and realize that, you know, I really was doing it out of love and caring about her and feeling like I could truly share something that would bless her. But if not, that's okay, because I feel at peace with my intent and with what I was doing. And, just have to be okay with her making that choice, because I feel like I didn't do anything inappropriate or wronged or be a bad friend or anything. And I still care about her and love her. And just sometimes you just have to let it go and just be okay with, you know, maybe they're in a hard place in their life. Maybe they had some really bad negative experience before and it triggered that. And I don't know. I just always like to give them the benefit of the doubt that, even if I tried to speak to it, I like reached out and said, I'm so sorry. I feel like maybe I offended you, and she didn't respond back. And I was just like, okay, that's okay. I did what I could to make it right. And there's lots of other people and I can't control her. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Honestly and transparently, if you feel like it is, like that usually resolves it, you know, especially as you continue to do things to build a relationship. If it is a relationship that's of value to you, that you want to continue to nourish, And sometimes it just takes time to pass the awkward this, I think, too, for them to feel safe again, to realize that you really are sincere, that you really want to be their friend, even if they don't want to do the business. Because maybe they're feeling not safe. Maybe they're feeling like, oh my goodness, she only wants to be my friend. But that's not because that's where you're coming from, but maybe again, it was from a bad experience they had previously. Maybe someone did do that to them, where they like weren't their friend anymore or whatever. And just, that's okay. And you can keep building that trust through small touches and help them see that you're different, you know? So.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love what she said in the thought that, you know, you can control how you show up. And so Kim, as you're seeing or experiencing that, I would just, you continue to just show up in love in that relationship, right? And just bringing the kindness, and then they still get to choose how they respond, you know? And then I think, of course, if someone says, hey, I'm not interested or whatever, you continue to be their friend. Because I think sometimes that what we're doing is we're just reassuring them that we indeed are invested in the friendship, not just what the opportunity might be. Right. But their fear or their potential judge might be, well, gosh, is this just about a business deal? And so, you know, but ultimately it's true to exactly what, you know, Amy said, is you can only control how you show up. And if someone doesn't want to be your friend because you shared an opportunity with them as just a conversation, that's kind of an interesting thought, isn't it? Like, really? It was just a share, like whether they say yes or no, you know, that type of thing. That's an interesting insight. So, but realize that what I do invite you from the mindset perspective is to catch that fear, because we blow that fear up more than any other in sales, is the fear of being judged, the fear of them not liking me, not being approved of. And so then we don't want to share with people because we're afraid. And we sometimes get into this mindset of, well, gosh, you know, I don't want to, you know, offend them, or I don't want to lose the friendship. And so be aware that often the fear of that happening is much larger than the reality of it. Could it happen? Sure. But the reality is, most often it's like, as people have approached me or shared things with me, and if it wasn't a yes, but they still continue to invest in the relationship, it's no big deal, right? At all. It's like, oh, cool. And good for them, and cheering them on that they're doing something they're passionate about, whether it's a yes for me or not. So just catch that though, because can you all relate to that? Is that's what your fear is what will happen is, ooh, I might lose a friend. I might offend someone. They might not, you know, they may not choose to still be connected to me because of that fear. So we just want to watch that and keep that mindset in check.
I love it. Wow. So much goodness and such great shares. Well, thank you again for joining us, Amy and Rich, and for just sharing of your hearts. The Facebook is just blowing up with great comments and lots of love. So thank you so, so much. I want to just bring it all home with a thought that one of my coaches and mentors shared with me, someone by the name of Tiffany Peterson. She said, be true to your dreams and your dreams will be true to you. So that's what I love about Amy and Rich's story, is they had a dream and they were 100% true to it. And they still are. It's not like they're done and retired and living on a beach. Like, they are working as hard as anyone I know. And they're still moving towards the vision and the life that they want to create. And I love how Amy talked about checking everything against the vision of time freedom. So when she talks about how she builds, she looks at, oh, am I creating true time freedom with the way I'm building? So that's my invitation to each of us, is to be true to your dreams and they will be true to you. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.